The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Alex Kelly, would you want to go somewhere on Earth that looks like it's another planet?
Absolutely.
It looks like this is a. Remember on Superman, what was it called when his home blew up and it was all those crystals that shot into the air?
Krypton?
Nope. No. Like at the North Pole, as it was portrayed in the old.
Oh, it's Fortress of Solitude.
Fortress of Solitude. What if you could see a real life version of that on Earth?
Well, that'd be cool. I would like to see that.
Kelly, show Hot Wings what he could go and visit.
Like, at first, I didn't think this was real.
It's hard to get a scale.
Oh, okay. Now I see a couple of people in there. Wow, that looks crazy.
So,
because it looks like Ant-Man. Like, it looks like they're inside of a molecule or
it does,
something.
But it's
like,
not
it
inside
really
a molecule.
It's really wild.
Kind of like when you're chewing gum and gum sticks to the top and the bottom of your teeth.
Yes.
And it's got all those crazy little gum lines. That's what this looks like. But crystals or maybe ice? Are these massive crystals? What are these?
They're massive crystals in the heart of Chihuahua, Mexico.
Okay, wow. That's really wild.
So they have grown unfettered for as many as a million years, some of them weighing up to 55 tons, 36 feet long. And
they look
only
like girders.
Yeah,
they do look like girders. Absolutely.
Right. Like sugar candy.
Here's the drawback. Now, there are people in this photo.
It looks absurd.
The air is acidic.
Yeah.
And more than a few breaths would kill you. And the air temperature is 137 degrees.
Oh, wow.
And it's obviously filled with jagged edges because you see them there. They're wearing suits, like protective suits. Which has to be very hot in there.
I'd still do it.
Yeah.
I think I'd want to.
He's not wearing a protective suit in this one.
No, that guy sure isn't.
Pretty blurry.
What?
Is
that guy doing?
I think they probably figured out after Kevin here tested it for the first time and came out boiling hot
and
that you can't
also his
do
lungs
that.
Burned out.
Yeah,
so they're underground in basically astronaut suits because those are cooled because when the sun hits the moon, I think it gets pretty hot when it hits, right?
They say that, I believe so. I don't know for sure, though, because I'm dumb. So it said up to 55 tons, these giant crystals, 36 feet long.
Wow.
It says this cavern remained one of Earth's secrets for thousands of years, despite the neighboring mine being worked for centuries. Two unsuspecting miners stumbled across the natural marvel, now named the Giant Crystal Cave, appropriately. In 2000, while excavating a new tunnel for a mining company, because for mining purposes, 1,000 feet's not that deep.
Could you imagine walking through a little crevasse or hole or door or whatever and seeing that?
Yeah,
you're seeing 35-foot-long quartz crystals that make you look like an ant?
Did you just say crevasse?
Yes.
I don't walk between that crevasse right there.
That's called.
They said they...
Not when it's geological. It's crevasse.
Crevasse.
Do you say that when you're using the vacuum? Will you hand me the crevasse tool?
No, that's a crevice tool.
Who decides that?
Geologists. I don't know.
I didn't know that it was pronounced differently.
It's called the crevasse.
Maitland, do you think Hot Wings is right or just showing off?
I think he's just showing off.
I think I'm showing off. Well, that's how they've always said it in any nature documentary I've ever seen.
Oh, somebody watches nature documentaries now.
Yeah, well, you guys have never seen Planet Earth before?
Maybe.
Australian people say gnar. Are you going to start saying gnar?
I don't know what you're even talking about.
They say gnar.
What's gnar mean?
Like, no.
Oh, they say. There is
well,
always...
she sure got you, Hot
Wings. Yeah, well, you wow, burn. Ow. I wish I had a protective suit on.
Gnar.
They said these crystals would have taken 500 to 900,000 years to grow. The uprising of magma. Is that how you say it, Hot Wings, or you say magma?
It's magma.
Magma. Years ago, forced hot, mineral-rich waters into the cavern, which spans as wide as a football field and as high as a two-story building. The gypsum minerals packed in the water, coupled with the magma chamber below the grotto, acting like a cooker, provided the perfect condition for the crystals to form.
That's a really hot crevasse.
You know, just because you're ignorant doesn't make me weird.
My babe has a nice kaboof. It protects her crevasse.
Two lump breath with a nice crevasse in between where I like to lay my head in.
Oh,
my...
yeah. What a Kelly's cleavage crevasse.
It's ridiculous.
Well, that's not fair.
There's no crevasse there.
No, it's like a canyon. Flat and wide.
Let's see.
More like a gully.
Filled with my rivers of tears.
This text, Hot Wings
That's
is
the rainy season.
Hot Wings.
It's always wet here.
Hot Wings is saying it right, but it doesn't mean he's not a crevasse hole.
Gosh. Oh, man. Like, it's like we got listeners that are like Gallagher.
Yeah.
Timely reference. Grandpa Cavall.
Strong wordplay. Hey, listen.
Looks like Hot Wings just went melon crazy.
Well,
I go crazy over crevasses.
You know, when I'm dealing with mental midgets like you guys who don't know big words,
mm-hmm.
You know, how am I to be
allowed
helped?
To say that word anymore? I don't know. Maybe you are. I didn't know crevasse was a word.
I did, and I knew Hot Wings was right the whole time, but it's no fun. Just go
now. I know. That's the first time someone said chagrin to me. I looked at them, and I was like, are you serious? You
really?
Used that word in a sentence? He got so mad at me, he broke up with me.
I mean, they did just use it in a sentence the first time. They weren't just You weren't just sitting there, and they went, hey, chagrin.
Well, no, we were talking, and he looked at me. He's like, yeah, well, much to my chagrin, we did that. And I was like, did you just use the word chagrin? And he's like, yeah, I used the word chagrin. I'm like, I know it's a word, but it just sounds really stupid. Like, you could have just said, I didn't care for that. You had to say chagrin. Okay. I hate that word.
You're the problem.
Yeah. Kelly, when you read a book, do you wish it was more simplified?
Sometimes, yeah.
Like, you know, it was the best of times. It was the worst of times. I was like, today sucked.
Yeah, see, exactly.
But yesterday was good.
When you read a book, if we look over your shoulder, will it be a highlights magazine?
Yeah. Sometimes when the author's too detailed, I skip over it. I look and I'm like, this doesn't have anything to do with the plot. And I know that I kind of read it, but I also skipped over it. I know that sounds like I'm not reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So many things you tell us about your reading sound like not reading.
Like when you don't read.
It's really, I think it just works out well that none of us read either. So we're like, yeah, that sounds like a good book. Never going to look at it. None of us will ever catch that you are living a lie.
Listening is reading with your ears.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.